My name's Matt Milner, and this is Locals Only. And we're actually going to squeeze in one more recorded track here before we head over to Studio 2A. This one is by White Light, and they are going to be performing actually two shows this week. They'll be over at the Flycatcher on Thursday night with my live guests tonight, the Gay Boys. And they'll also be performing on Sunday at Club Congress, opening up for Peach Kelly Pop with the Boogie Knots. So here is White Light with Close to Odd.
We'll be right back.
This is Locals Only, and that was White Light. They've got two shows this week. They'll be performing on Thursday over at the Flycatcher with my live guests tonight, and they'll be playing on Sunday at Congress, opening up for Peach Kelly Pop. But without further ado, we're ready to send it over to Studio 2A. My guests this week will be performing at the Flycatcher on Thursday night and then over at Gary's Place on Friday night. So without further ado, live from Studio 2A, here are the Gay Boys.
Thank you. that stayed my whole life with you. Center my thoughts. Though they can't speak, they still talk. Their spirits lead me on. Their energy so soothing, their hearts soft and ripe. Their kindness held a space for more of my crime. I felt no shame if I could remain in that state.
My name is Matt Milner. This is Locals Only, and I'm live in Studio 2A with the Gay Boys. Guys, how's it going tonight?
Hi.
A-OK, hello. Matt. A-OK.
All right. So why don't we start off with introductions? We'll go around the room. Let us know who you are, what you're playing tonight.
Rocky.
I'm Rocky. I play the drums.
I'm Simon, and I'm playing bass.
Hi, my name's Gavi. I'm on guitar.
My name is Mark. I'm on Vox.
This is Joel playing guitar.
There we go. Mm-hmm. That's a whole room full of people right there. So this is a band that emerged with a somewhat unconventional way. I guess maybe less unusual these days. But it, rather than going the route of, you know, kind of playing shows for 6 months, putting out an EP, like putting out a demo, you just sort of burst out into the world with this really great album. And that was the sort of the first statement of this band. Is that right?
Yeah, sure.
I guess I won't ask you to comment on that part. But so tell me about kind of how you got from the first, you know, conception of putting together this project to that point where you're putting out an album and then starting to play shows in the fall.
Totally. I've just been writing songs for a while, and I think in like 2014 I started writing those songs.
Yeah.
And then just met Joel through the Tucson music scene, and then he started coming over and helping me track. He was tracking lead guitar stuff on the songs, and then that's kind of how the project formed from there.
Cool. Yeah. Did you have a sense as you were writing these songs? Did you kind of know what you wanted the sound of the band to be at the outset, or was that something that you kind of developed as you were writing the songs?
Definitely is a vision of sorts. Yeah.
Is this the type of project that you've wanted to tackle for a while?
Yeah, definitely. I think for sure. Just finding like a group of guys that I want to play music with and that are excited about helping me color in my songs, I think is like...
I think we've all been searching for this.
Yeah.
How does Simon put it about the babies and the clothes?
Yeah.
Putting clothes on other people's babies?
Yeah.
It's like Mark has the babies and he trusts us to make them look good.
There you go. That's very apt. I like that. Tell me about the process of putting together the album.
That definitely was just by chance. We got asked to play a show. And then we put together kind of a set. And then at the time, Rich from White Light was drumming with us. And he had just got done recording with Matt. And he was like, oh, we should go record in Midtown Island Studio with Matt. So we did. And I think we only did like 6 songs. And then after just, it was so much fun. And just, yeah, after that, we just were like, let's write maybe like 3 more or something and call it a short album.
There you go.
Yeah.
Were the songs that all made it onto the album, were they all written in kind of a condensed period of time? So even other than the 3 ones that you added, even those 6, did those all come from the same kind of creative spurt?
Yeah, I think like the same like year and a half, 2 year period.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what was Matt's role in shaping the sound of the band? Because obviously when you go in and you record pretty early in the life of a project, there's, you know, an opportunity for that experience to shape the sound of the band as well.
Totally. This is my first time going in and recording with any project, and so it was just mostly a learning experience like the whole way through. I had no idea what to expect, and it went so well and so smoothly the first time that we decided to keep doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, Matt has such a great ear, and it's such a sweetheart to work with. And
That's amazing.
He actually played drums on a couple of songs on that album as well.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Excellent. Lent his voice to some vocals to different things.
Once the album came out into the world, you've been playing more, kind of started to adopt the more traditional narrative of now being like a normal band that goes out and plays shows and does all that kind of stuff. But what's it like, you know, when those songs are initially being shaped, some of them in the process of recording? Was there any challenge to translating the sound to a live setting, or was the nature of the way you were recording kind of conducive to that anyway?
I think it just lends itself to the recording process. Yeah. Just set up the amps and kind of went for it.
Easy enough.
Yeah, definitely.
If people want to be able to hear that album, what's the best way to do it?
Bandcamp, Paisley Shirt Records. They released it on tape for us. You can check it out there. Yeah.
Awesome. And how did you get hooked up with them?
Same thing. Love you, Richie, if you're listening. Once again, Rich and White Light, he basically found them out, and they did their tape, and then we just sent our stuff to them, and they're like, cool.
That's awesome. Yeah. So you've got a couple shows coming up this week, Thursday at the Flycatcher and then Friday over at Gary's Place.
And at Sky Bar, too.
Oh, wow. I forgot about that one. Man. Well, this was the perfect week to have you on.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
Fair enough. So in any event, yeah, so 3 chances to catch the Gay Boys this week. And if people want to keep track of upcoming shows other than the band camp, is there a good way to track that?
We just have Facebook right now.
That works. That'll do it.
Our manager Courtney usually manages that page most of the time.
She's been on vacation for a while, so yeah, we gotta wait for her.
We were picking up some slack, so it makes this week that much busier.
There you go. Alright, we're gonna jump into our next set of music here with the Gay Boys live in Studio 2A on Locals Only.
This song's called Titty Twist. Scary.
understanding when you're on the same wavelength. There's no need to float when you're in the same boat. It's all about the morale when you share the same style. And I don't wanna hold you down if you ain't feeling my love. Feeling my love.
Song's called Tinder Love for all you people out there using Tinder.
Myself to a fence with you. I wouldn't mind being tamed or put in my place or being trained by you. You're not picking up on any of the signals I've been sending. I'd have better luck signing up on Tinder than planting all these seeds. Rejection goes away, but a stubborn heart doesn't learn anything. Faithful to the bitter end, guided by the glow within. I want to rise above, ascend to true love. I want to hold hands with death as we dance through a valley untouched. And not up on any of the signals I've been sending. I'd have better luck striking a match on Tinder than out here in the
dear. I'm feeling you from over here.
What are you guys doing here?
Oh, hey, Dreadcat, what's up, man? Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. I didn't know you guys were going to be here. Do you mind? Do you think we should play a tune?
Oh, yeah, that would be sweet. Let's do it. Let's do a Dreadcat. What were you doing today?
Oh, what did I do today? Oh, I don't know. It's been a weird day. I just saw a weird picture on the internet of this person I used to be with. And I just, yeah.
Man, that sounds uncomfortable. Sounds really weird.
Yeah, she's another person. So this, yeah. So I kind of just wrote this one. You know, you guys just want to play along?
Play your heart out.
All right. This song's called "Sleeping with the Fishes." Thank you.
Alright guys, I gotta get going. I'll see you later.
Thanks for listening.
Be safe.
Love you guys.
I think I left this ball.
Mine now.
Yeah, one more song.
Okay. We're gonna do one more song for all you lovely folks.
What's next
on the list there? Rocky's missing a drumstick.
Post-slap.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
Have you seen Dirty Dancing? It's such a good movie. It's so good.
Out in the open, post-slap poking. I have a long line of funny friends, and they're all not joking. Of a violent love, what can I say to your wounds? Though it ain't nice, I'll let it slide and allow it to wake you. Lost on a trip. It's becoming obvious there's not much depth beneath the surface. I what becomes of a violent love? What can I say to soothe your wounds? Oh, it ain't nice. I'll let it ride and allow it to wake you. Our way, though it sounds nice, oh, let it ride. It seems only fair to wait and see.
This is Locals Only. My name is Matt Milner, and I'm live in Studio 2A with the Gay Boys. Thanks again for coming down tonight, everybody.
Thanks for having
Thank
us.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. So, you know, one thing I was thinking about during that last set was that you had mentioned during the our first chat that you started working on a lot of these songs a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, somewhere in that neighborhood, and you got together with Joel to form kind of the genesis of this project. But one of the things that I really like about this band, whether it's tonight or on the album, is I really like the guitar tones that you have. And I'm curious, when you were first getting together with Joel, at what point did you start to shape that part of the sound? Is that something that was kind of original to the songs you were bringing to him, or is that something he was helping to develop as well?
I think just from what I had heard him do with Best Dog Award, I just had liked his guitar playing.
Yeah,
I think initially when he came in to track, you're just winging it and you're seeing if it works, you know. And you know, not only did he come up with like too many ideas in the beginning, where it was like kind of fun to just kind of hone it in and pick something.
Uh-huh.
He had like he already had all the right pedals and everything else to make it. I mean, so it was just kind of like a perfect fit. But definitely for me, I tell him all the time, I think he's, you know, without the lead guitar parts, I feel like that's what gives the songs a lot of its character. Everything else is kind of...
I'm blushing right now. You can't see it.
Everything else is kind of like a formula, I feel like, that's been done, and we kind of like try to use the lead guitar to just kind of have a unique voice and stuff. So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I will say, I also think, even though there are certainly a lot of bands that are mining some version of kind of the psychedelic vein, that... you have a pretty unique formula, actually, and some of it comes from your voice as well, which I think is both distinctive in general, but also for the style. So I'm curious, is that something you've been conscious of about trying to find ways to kind of contrast your vocals with the other sounds that are going on in this band?
It's not something I've done consciously. I think just through like listening to music and like finding the music that. Not only do I like to listen to, but I kind of like to make as well.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of didn't happen until a couple years ago, and that kind of also came with kind of tapping into a new part of my voice, but it's just influencing people that I really like. So,
sure.
Yeah.
Before this band, what kind of music were you making?
I mostly just like nylon string, you know, bedroom demo stuff, and then I played in like an electronic band called Mellow Bello here for a couple years, and that's about it, yeah.
You've kind of covered the gamut now.
Yeah, yeah. It's like we live in the age where you can do that pretty easily. So.
Yeah, that's true.
Or at least attempt to. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm curious as well, how did everybody else get involved? You know, was it kind of an active recruiting process of targeting other people you like to play with, or did folks kind of stumble into the room at the right time and then they were in the band?
I think that always is. I feel like that's
that kind of definitely happened with me, I think.
Yeah.
I'm like really new, so I just like I met these guys like probably 2-3 months ago.
Not even.
Yeah, yeah. I had to learn, like, they were like, yeah, I was just looking for a practice space, actually, to rent, and I met Joel at a party, and he seemed like a really great guy, so he invited me over, and then everybody was already there.
Yeah.
And
that,
so I kind of just came in, and I was like,
That pretty much is the, I feel like that's, like, I found Joel, and that was almost good enough for me, because I was having, I just like recording.
Yeah.
And so going in with Joel and going into Matt's was, like, so much fun. I could do that over and over, and then Joel just is a good networker.
Yeah.
So he met Gavi, he met like Otis, he met Simon. He's probably pretty much the one. Yeah, he's in charge.
Yeah. Also large.
He's, yeah.
If we were a body, he would definitely be the face.
So we mentioned before that this is a very busy week. You've got 3 shows, Skybar. Do you know who you're playing with for that one?
Yeah, Drinking Flowers, Magic Wands, and The Rifle, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Our good buddies, The Rifle.
Excellent.
We share a practice space with those guys. And yeah, thanks for always moving your practice back an hour. We love you so much. You guys are the best.
And then Thursday, that one is over at the Flycatcher, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. You've got Louise on that one.
And Lacerca, that's right.
And then on Friday night, it's a show that's put on by our friends at Camp Radio, the U of A's radio station there.
Yeah.
And they've been putting on a lot of shows, like kind of local showcases. So.
Camp's been killing it.
Yeah.
Sorry. Camp's been doing great things.
Been doing a great job.
Camp's been making
it.
Every time we would say killing it, we're trying to just say great job.
Oh, well, that's very positive of you. Yeah. That's nice.
You did a great job.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, that's going to be at Gary's Place, another place that does a great job kind of folding it together for the DIY shows here in town. That's a busy week. So anything else on the horizon that we want to mention?
I mean, just we're recording with Matt. And oh, yeah, we did a music video. That'll be out when it comes out.
Yeah.
And
about halfway down with the album.
Yeah, we're like 8 songs into the new album, and so I think we're going to try and do like a 12 or 15 something song something with Matt. But yeah, that's about it.
Very cool. All right. Well, that is a lot of stuff. People can go to the Bandcamp page to listen to the album that's already out on Paisley Shirt Records. And if people want to buy the tape, can they do it through the Bandcamp page?
Yeah, absolutely. They can do it through either the Paisley Shirt one or the Gay Boys one.
Perfect. Awesome.
Yeah.
All right. And then also you can keep track of the band on Facebook as well. So with that, we've got time for a couple more songs. We'll wrap things up here with the Gay Boys on Locals Only. Thanks for listening, everybody. Here are the Gay Boys to play you out.
Well, do Steady Love.
Steady Love? Okay.
One to say, you find your way, you feel it inside, do and try, knowing what's right.
See if he's out here. Hold on.
Did I leave my wallet in here?
Yeah, you. But we are out of songs, so can you play another song?
Well, what about Terrifying?
Oh, okay. All right, we got one more song.
Did you do Terrifying Love? Okay, yeah. Well, I'll play guitar for that. Can I play your guitar?
Yeah, here. Shout out to Otis and the Slay Boys.
If I follow my sadness, I catch a glimpse of your reflection. Hold the power, but I hold the key. Every time I've been down, there's been a feeling vibrating deep inside of me, reaching out for the truth. But I've been reaching for you. Let our pain set us free. There's no need to fear me. There's no such thing as good timing. Who said love wasn't terrifying? She must be terrified, 'cause she's not getting back to me. Well, have you heard yourself lately? You sound effing crazy. If I follow my sadness, I catch a glimpse of your reflection, and you hold the power.